Mustangs football playoff style is on 92.9 KKIA The Moose and online at stormlakeradio.com. From Audubon, Iowa, Friday Night Lights continue with Coach Brian Wilkin and his team in the playoffs again. Coach, congratulations. We've said it before, but I'm certainly certain you don't get sick of ever hearing that. I mean, it's a great regular season for you and your team.
Thanks, Chris. And it's, you know, no question, never gets old. And so proud of our coaches and our kids, you know, to go through the grind of a regular season in a district, district play and earn their way into the playoffs, which they have. And really proud of our kids and our coaches and the work they've done. But now a new season begins and it's exciting time and it's something that never gets old.
Coach, you go to Audubon, Iowa. Scout out this opponent of yours Friday night for us.
Well, it obviously a team that was in the playoffs a year ago. They returned many of those players from a year ago. Awfully good quarterback in Tyler Reboff, good tailback in Nolan Smith, two good receivers in Josh Lang and Lane Lawson, and solid offensively. They're going to be multiple formations. They're going to try to gain an advantage. When the ball is snapped, they got a lot of weapons they can turn to. And defensively, awfully good up front, obviously, in the defensive line, and got linebackers that play downhill and tackle awfully well. And then they can cover on the back end. So an awfully good football team, but this time of the year and in the playoffs, they're all good. So that's not a surprise. So huge challenge for our young men, but a great opportunity as well.
Yeah, how would you scout out your football team, Coach, from the preseason back in August to getting the season started and now entering the playoff season? You know, it's been a solid 12 weeks or so of high school football for you and your coaching staff and these kids. How has your team evolved here in the fall of 2017?
Well, it's been a year, you know, that everybody has said that you're gonna go through it sometime in your career, and I've been very fortunate to avoid that, but we've had a number of injuries. We lost our starting quarterback week two to an ACL injury. We lost our backup quarterback week three to an ACL injury. We've had a third ACL injury since then to a sophomore special teams and a backup linebacker split end. We've had our share of injuries, and it's part of the game. But this is a football team that's been resilient. It seems like every week we've had something. And this football team has just kept their nose to the grindstone. They've stayed the course. They've battled each and every day to get better, battled each and every day to overcome this adversity. And that credit goes to our young men and our football program.
Coach, let's break it down, X's and O's. Maybe it's the same each and every game. Maybe it's not. What are the keys to a Mustang win?
Well, this time of the year, we talk about this from day one, that football is blocking and tackling, Chris. And when you get to the playoffs, that probably gets magnified some, because if you're going to advance, you better block and you better tackle exceptionally well, because those teams that do that are usually the ones that advance. And then it comes down to being able to execute and execute all three phases, defensively, offensively, and special teams. Your special teams got to be special because they could be a difference in a ball game. In a playoff ball game like we're faced with this coming Friday night. And then you got to take care of the football and you got to make plays. Playoff time is for players to make plays and that's what we hope our young men are able to do.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Love watching Mustang football in the postseason. Appreciate your time during a busy week of preparation. And as always, good luck to you and the guys.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
More in the pregame coming up. Newell Fonda football versus Audubon right here tonight on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.